as we've been reviewing, we've done the past.
It's just informational then?
It's just
next
informational.
Item.
It's informational. That's the consensus,
yeah,
is information.
Right.
Thank you.
Litigation.
Item number 36.
Item number 36 from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. That committee took no action. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, we actually do have a couple things to report that have happened since last week. If you have the list in front of you, the second case on the list, and I've mentioned this before, is a case related to the layoff of deputy sheriffs at the end of 2012 as a result of the 2013 budget. There was a dispute between the union and the county over how many deputies should be laid off. It went to an arbitrator who ruled in favor of the county's calculation. The MDSA filed a lawsuit in circuit court to review the arbitrator's award, and the arbitrator's decision was affirmed. And I found out in the last couple of days that the union has agreed not to pursue it any further, so this one will be done. Number three, there are two cases under number three. Number three is a group of cases related to changes to retiree health coverage. And there are two cases that have come up in the last couple of days related to that. The first one is the second case listed under there, the first case listed under there, Estate of Hussey versus Milwaukee County. That was a case brought and removed to federal court over changes in copays and deductibles and whether the county had the right to make those changes over time. Also, whether the county had the right to make the change to its methodology for coordination with Medicare that was made in the last budget. The district court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin ruled in favor of the county and found that the county did have the legal ability to do those things. The plaintiffs appealed to the Seventh Circuit, United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, which is in Chicago and governs Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois. And we got a decision, which I emailed to the county board and others, yesterday, that affirmed the lower court ruling and found that the county, again, has the ability to make those kinds of changes in copays and deductibles. Essentially, the shorthand summary is that the county promised its employees who are entitled to retiree health coverage that it would be premium-free coverage. It did not make the promise that it would be cost-free coverage, and so the county is entitled to make changes to those other elements of the plan, like deductibles and copays, even though it still is required to pay or cover the premium for those employees who are entitled to that retiree benefit. Also in that group of cases, the Reeder case, Reeder and MDSA versus Milwaukee County, that was a case basically making the same arguments, except it also had a collective bargaining tone to it because they were also relying on their collective bargaining agreement provisions together with the ordinances. The first case was based solely on the ordinances. We received a decision from Circuit Court Judge Sankovitz on Monday, I believe, of this week, in favor of the county, finding that the county, I won't go into the details, but finding that the collective bargaining agreement didn't give them any greater rights than the ordinance, and following the logic, if you will, of the other case. And so both of those cases are in our favor. The Hussey case has only two other options to it. Parties can ask for the full Seventh Circuit to review their decisions. This is a decision by three judges. They can have the entire bank of Seventh Circuit judges review the decision. I don't know if they'll make that request. My guess is they won't. Even if they make the request, it might be denied by the court. The only other option is an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. That seems unlikely to be asked for, number one, and to be granted, number two. So I think that case is likely to be done, but I don't know what the plaintiff's attorney is thinking at the moment. The Reeder case, I would expect an appeal to the Court of Appeals on that case, but don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised to get that. We'll find out. They have 45 to 90 days to file that appeal. The Medicare Part B premium case under number four and the pension multiplier case under number five, the lead cases in both of those areas are now pending, waiting for the Supreme Court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, to tell us on the Stoker case, the pension multiplier case, whether they will accept the county's petition for review, and on the Federation of Nurses and Attorneys case, whether the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take their petition for review on the Medicare Part B case. So hopefully within the next month or two, we should know whether the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take those cases. Number eight is the Waukee Riverkeeper case. There's just a little bit of activity on that case. As you may recall, the judge found that the dam in its present condition is a nuisance and needs to be fixed or demolished, removed. And the current deadline for the county to take that action is the end of this year, the end of 2014. The Parks Department has been working on the remediation efforts, getting an environmental impact statement, getting grant funding to do the upstream pollution correction prior to doing the dam fix, if you will. Our attorney, Roy Williams, who's handling this case, was in court with the Riverkeepers this past week. The Riverkeepers were pushing for deadlines during 2014 for us to meet, intermediate deadlines for us to meet, and then sanctions to be imposed for not meeting those intermediate deadlines. We opposed that request. We are still working towards meeting the ultimate deadline of December 31st of 2014, but we opposed the intermediate deadlines in part because some of these things we don't control. Environmental impact statements, for example, we don't control their approval. We can submit things. We don't know when they'll be approved. So Judge Foley, who has that case, indicated he would get back to the parties in a week or so on whether he is going to impose additional deadlines or not. The ninth case on that list is the transfer tax case. I'm losing track of which committees I've told this to. The county board approved a lawsuit to try and get collection of transfer tax real estate fees from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This case got caught up in other cases around the country. Ultimately, the bottom line conclusion is we lost in the lower federal court, and then we lost in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. It was decided in conjunction with a case out of Illinois and in conjunction or comparison to cases around the country. This is the trend of those cases. And so we are not going to be asking to pursue this any further, so this case will disappear from your list. This case was on a contingency fee, and the county absorbed no costs for its prosecution. And I think that's all I have.
Any comments or questions of Deputy Corporation Counsel Grady, who would not want to be a supervisor? Any questions? No?
I have a long speech to make.
You got a wife to go to.
You already missed dinner.
Well, that's right, yeah. Well,
she's already eaten.
Any other comments, questions?
Is there my question?
I got Kurt with them.
Is there my question now?
Yeah.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, Mr. Grady.